you should not teach in his name and say, behold, let me stop. You have filled Jerusalem with your doubt. They were mature. Turned the city upside down. See, you don't have to be a whole lot. God don't need a whole lot of people. And we told Jimmy, oh, you got too many people. Go on. And we told Jimmy, you got too many people. Go down there to the river, make like a dog. And we're for 300 out of all them people. Now you use him. So he wants to use somebody that whosoever will, willing to go. And say, I'll go if I have to go. And intend to bring this man's blood upon us. That's what the Sanhedrin council telling them about. They ignorant and they are not, but they're standing before the council. But they're not standing by themselves. Because when you're going for what's right, Jesus is standing there right there. Wherever you're in court, in jail, wherever you're at, if you're standing for what's right, Jesus is right there. He'll make a way out of no way for you. Somewhere. And so what they're saying, the president, look what it says. Then Peter and the other apostles constantly said, we ought to obey God rather than man. Because Peter probably said, I remember how I deceived this man. He told me when the crop crow three times, I'm going to deny him. I remember when I was on a boat the other day. And I was out there trying to fish. And he said, look out into the deep. And I went out in the deep. And I caught all kinds of fish. And I went and fell down at his feet. And told him, say, Lord, depart from me. Because I'm a sinful man. Luke chapter 5, verse 7. Of these things. Yeah. And so also is the Holy Ghost, who God had given to them that obey him. I'm trying to obey him. I'm trying to keep the commandment of the Lord. Because when I keep the commandment of God, God said, I'll open up a window and pour you out a blessing. I want some blessing from the Lord, not Satan the devil. I want some blessing from the Lord. Because I know he's not a cattle. I'm going to 1,000 in. And I know.
Oh, yeah.
And to begin to send you the council, question them.
Yes, sir.
Here come a boy named Gambia.
Yeah.
God always make a way out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Gambia, doctor of the law, Pastor Frank, stood up and said, look, there's been a lot of men come along this way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they've been talking about this and that and the other and all that old kind of stuff. You know, but give these boys a little space. Because see, Theodos and all those boys, they came along, they lasted a little while. That's what Gabriel said. But they faded away. But if this is be of God, you're not fighting against them. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? I don't know about you, but I know he's good. All the time. Of the law. I can say I truly say God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening to Reverend Eugene Stevenson Ministries. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for another Spirit-filled word from the Lord right here on KAYT 88.1.
KAYT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. We would like to remind the community about the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program that takes place every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. In today's broadcast, you will hear an uplifting message from Elder Jerry Taylor, one of the auxiliary elders at the Johnson Temple Church. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
forsake thee. That's what he said. That's what God said. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And the second part, round in that sixth verse, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is. The Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I need you to pray for me because I'm getting just a little bit emotional here. I know, amen, that God has a word for his people, and I just need to make sure that I deliver it. Amen. The Lord is my help. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I wish to speak to you this afternoon from the standpoint of simply promises. Promises. Amen. All kinds of promises are made on any given day. But how many of those promises are kept? We make promises about many things and about everything. But how many of those promises are kept? As I was, amen, receiving this word from the Lord, amen, a thought came into mind that, you know, as a husband and wife, amen, stand up to be united, they make a solemn promise. I, amen, will be with you. I promise to love, honor, and cherish until death do us part. Amen. Those are some solemn promises. Those are some wonderful promises. Amen. But I want to let you know that there are, amen, one that makes a promise, amen, that will not, cannot be broken. You see, when God makes a promise, amen, God is faithful, amen, to keep that promise. Amen. And I don't care what goes on in our life. I don't care what's going on in the world. Amen. I know that I can believe, I can stand on the promises of God. Amen. So I take consolation and comfort in knowing, amen, that God's promises are all, amen, yea and yea. Yes, 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 yes. Now, I, for just a moment, want to look at a few different types of promises. Amen. How many different promises or types of promises are there, amen, in the Bible? When it comes to the promises found in the Bible, the numbers can vary depending on, amen, different sources, on the many different sources. However, in in-depth study conducted by Everett R. Strom, a Canadian school teacher, he provides a more accurate count. After 27, amen, readings of the Bible, Strom compiled a list of some 8,810 promises in the Bible, encompassing assurances from God, from one man to another, from God the Father to God the Son, amen, and more. I found, amen, this to be interesting, amen. God's promises in the Bible are some 7,487. Total, I said, was 8,810. But God, amen, 7,487. Amen. And man made promises. Man has made some 290 different promises in the Bible. Amen. Angelic promises are, amen, there are 28 angelic promises you will find in the Bible. Amen. Now, those are not all. There's one other fellow who has made some promises, and I want to tell you how many, amen, he has made. Old Lucifer, old Slowfoot. Amen. He has made, amen, 9 promises. He made 9 promises. But I want you to know that only on God's promises can you hang on to and believe in. Man's promises are what and what? Sometimes they hold true and sometimes they fall apart. I'm going to put my trust and the promises of God, just as only what you do for Christ will matter, and only God's promises have and will continue to stand, amen, the test of time. On the other hand, Satan's promises are all lies and full of empty and vain glory. Satan doesn't care who he catches in his own web of lies, amen. After all, he came to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. He came to kill your life with Christ. He came to steal your joy. And he came to destroy our relationship with God and with each other. Amen. We're talking about promises this afternoon. Amen. We find here that Job, amen, that the devil tried to destroy. Courage Job, amen, in chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Satan told Jesus, amen. Now, you know he has some audacity. He's going to try and make a promise to God. Look out there. Look at all of the beautiful things. Look at all, amen, all of those things that, and all of those can be yours, amen, if you but bow down and worship me. Amen. And how many of you know that Satan is a tremendous deceptor? He will make things, amen, prettier than they actually are. Amen. Satan, we have to remember and recall, Satan doesn't have anything, amen, to offer anybody. And he certainly doesn't have anything to offer God. Amen. Now, what about God? God has some powerful promises as well. God promised me that if I live right, heaven belongs to me. He promised that I will inherit eternal life. This is a promise made by God. He promised that he would supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. He promised to work out all things, amen, for my good. So I want to pause for just a moment right here. Don't worry about what you're facing. Don't worry about what might be coming up around the corner and around the bend. God has already promised, amen, to be with us always, even until the end of the world. So it doesn't matter what old Slooper throws up against us, amen. We know that God is able, and God has promised, amen, to take care of us. Promises of God. Amen. He promised me rest for my weary soul. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all of you that are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. In these days and times, no doubt, there are some heavily laden saints of God. There's probably someone in this very house on this evening that is heavily laden and have some burdens that may be weighing you somewhat down. But I want you to know, all you have to do is just take your burdens to the Lord and leave him there. He told me, amen, and he said, if you bring them to me, I will, amen, and take care of them. You don't have to try to, amen, carry these burdens alone. As a matter of fact, we can't carry these burdens. It is only God that will be able to, amen, carry the burdens that we have, and it's only God that will be able to see us through. Amen. So we have to, amen, stand on the promises of God. Amen. Promises to give us endurance. Hebrew tells us, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Amen. And thank God for the promise to never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. Thank God for the Lord being my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because God is my helper. Man promised, amen, to make things better for mankind. And as usual, man has only succeeded in making things much worse. Jobs are being taken away with no guidance as to how, amen, people are going to take care of their families. I don't know about you, amen, but that tells me without a doubt, I cannot, should not put my trust in man, but I have to put my trust in God. Amen. And I will, amen, put my trust in God. The price of everything is going, getting progressively higher and unmanageable. What are we going to do? God said, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. God will provide for his people. You might be having a midnight experience. Amen. Well, it might be midnight when God broke. Well, it was at midnight when God broke the shackles and opened the door of the prison. Amen. So if you don't believe it, just look at Paul and Silas. Amen. Paul and Silas was praying. Amen. But then the gates of the chains and shackles were loose and they were able to be free. Amen. Just when it looks like midnight experience was going to prevail, that God, when God is when God steps in, when it looks like, amen, that you can't find and see no way out, that's when God, amen, steps in. Somebody was saying this morning that they didn't understand, amen. And I think it was Elder Owens was talking about, have you ever tried to put a word together and somebody, amen, call you, amen, and tell you to, they want you to, amen, give a word, and you had no idea. Well, that's all right if you know Jesus, if you know God. That's all you need to know. You don't have to worry about a script, amen. God will give you a script. God will tell you what to say. God will tell you how to say it, amen. And so all we need to do is just stand on the promises of God. I can't stand on my own promises because I'm too feeble, amen. I cannot stand on, amen, what anybody else says, but I can stand on the promises of God, amen. If I lose my job, amen, that's all right. I'm going to trust in God because he promised to provide for all of my needs. If my health begins to fail, I mean, I am going to stand on the promises of God. Amen. Because he said, by his stripes, I am healed. When the storms of life begin to rage, amen, he tells me in Psalms 27:5, promise that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and there is no rock that is higher, amen, than our God. There is no rock, amen, that is harder than our God. He will never leave us or not forsake us, amen. No matter what we are going through, he will be there. Amen. He has taken us through many dangerous toils and snares. He did not bring us this far just to leave us. We just have to, amen, trust in God and leave everything in his hands. Amen. We have to believe, amen, that God is the God of many, that there's nothing, amen, that God can do for you. Amen. You might be feeling down, amen, but just keep trusting in God. You might be, amen, having some problems with your finances, amen, but don't let that get you down. You continue to hang on and trust in God. If God can pull money out of a fish's mouth, he can find funds somewhere else, amen. If God can deliver, amen, the children of Israel, he can